Let's make a simple analogy and return for a second to being that hominid infant who invented the proto-word ma. Well, we quickly learn to associate that morpheme with our supplier of milk, right? And so we call her when we need her, ma. Now, on a purely phonological level, that sound begins with an attack, an ictus, ma, and ends in a descending glide, ma. That's the way we speak, ictus plus glide. Of course, the glide may also be upward if the intention is interrogative. Ma? But now let's feel a tremendous intensification of our need, of our hunger, of our impatience. And so we intensify the ictus by prolonging it. Ma! And lo and behold, we are singing. Music is born. The syllable has become a note. Ma! Just eliminating the glide. Or to use the technical jargon of our time, the morpheme is rewritten as a pitch event. And what an event that must have been way back then. But what we seem to be getting to is a hypothesis that would confirm another famous cliche, namely, music is heightened speech. After all, what causes such a heightening? Intensified emotions, hunger, impatience. Certainly the deepest universals we all share are emotions, affects. We all have the same capacity for passion, fear, anticipation, aggression. We all display the same physiological manifestations of affect. Our eyebrows go up with anticipation, our hearts pound with passion, and fear affects us universally with goose flesh. And in the sense that music may express those affective goings on, then it must indeed be a universal language.